This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. British Prime Minister David Cameron hosts the G8 meeting next week, and as the host, he gets to decide, at least technically, what the agenda is going to be. Cameron has put tax dodging right at the top of the list, which is curious because he can't really take the moral high ground here. Ten of the world's top tax havens are British overseas territories, many of them in the Caribbean, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Sun-kissed, palm-fringed, and shady. To clean up its image, the British Virgin Islands commissioned this rousing national song.
Out of the huts of history's pains, our ancestors bled and died.
But critics of the tiny British-owned archipelago in the Caribbean say it needs much more than a musical makeover. John Christensen is an anti-tax evasion campaigner.
Time and time again, when I'm trying to track illicit funds, embezzled funds out of Africa, out of Egypt, say, or Algeria, a British Virgin Island company has been involved.
The islands are home to more than 800,000. That's registered companies. There's only 27,000 people living there. The BVI is reckoned to be one of the world's most attractive destinations for tax evaders, although it's facing some stiff competition.
Surrounded by the crystal clear waters of the Western Caribbean, the Cayman Islands are a myriad of natural beauty.
The Caymans, Turks and Caicos, Bermuda, Anguilla and Montserrat all vie with each other as financial centres, offering secrecy and low or no taxation. They're all self-governing British territories, says Christensen, relics of the British Empire that still serve Britain's purposes.
You have to look at these British tax havens as essentially conduits for capital flowing out of, you know, Latin America, out of North America, out of Africa and Asia, through these tax havens en route to London. And London is the ultimate destination.
Which, he says, is why the Brits encourage the tax havens to flourish. But Emma Seary of the Oxfam aid agency claims there's been a big shift in British public opinion.
People are sick and tired of suffering austerity here in this country, whilst others prosper by hiding their money offshore or fiddling the books.
Oxfam estimates that British tax havens are harbouring more than $6 trillion, some of it dodging tax in Europe, the US and Asia, and some of it plundered from Africa by corrupt politicians.
This is hundreds of billions that could be invested in teachers and doctors and nurses in poor countries, and it's being taken out of their economies and they can't get it back.
Under pressure from his own voters and from other cash-strapped governments, UK Prime Minister David Cameron has declared that the British tax havens should come clean.
The UK has to use its clout and match the rhetoric with action and force them to open up.
Robert Palmer of Global Witness says Cameron can compel Britain's tax havens to become more transparent. He has the power. But if he uses it, London's financial centre may suffer, and the havens may face a not-so-sunny future. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.